Guardian Unlimited.
This is Susan Smiley for Guardian Unlimited. Heston Blumenthal is at Manchester International Festival selling his concoctions of mushy pea and bacon sorbet and ice creams with olives and leather to punters in the rain. I went to find out if the bad weather was dampening his spirits, and we talked about the art of cooking.
I think that the great thing with eating is that you use all the senses. And so if you can try and accentuate those other sensory cues even more, it can be so much more emotive. Mm. So, you know, the idea that you eat oysters and go to France, Loire Valley, lovely weekend break, sit by the river, have your oysters, glass of muscadet. And the muscadet taste is fantastic. And you bring it back to home, invite your mates around, pop open the cork and say, this, and pour the glass of wine, and it's disgusting. You can't believe that that bottle of wine tasted that good in France and that bad back home. So it's all about the context. And if you can do things to bring some of that context into the whole experience, then you can actually get some great results.
How have they been responding to it?
Well, so far, really well. We did a session yesterday, and there were about 50 people in four or five groups. And
I've seen people around Manchester with them as well when we were walking from the station, and they were kind of like, oh, well, let me try yours.
That's brilliant.
All excited.
It is brilliant. Yesterday, wasn't quite sure, and you know, so as I'm telling them what they're eating, you're going to be having pea sorbet, and you can see they're going, oh no, is this a good idea? but the response has been really good. I heard somebody asked me yesterday, is Manchester ready for these combinations? You think, well, it's as ready as London is. Yeah. And secondly, in terms of cultural city, it's more here per size than been in London. Mm-hmm. And if I'd have come here doing vanilla ice cream, chocolate sauce, I'd have got kicking. I'm just like, what's the point? That's not what this is about. It's actually about trying to do enough element of creativity with the of fun, but trying to trigger some kind of enjoyment from it at the same time.
Mm. It's interesting because there's a lot of crossover between food and art at the moment, I think. I mean, there's a lot of theatricality in what you do already, but are you going more towards that?
Yes. I would say the things that I get really excited about are anything that creates more fun, more emotion, more theatre, but just the whole experience being more enjoyable. But it is all about fun at the end of the day.
You're more associated, I guess, with science and food.
From my point of view, I'd say the biggest benefit that the science has had on my cooking is actually achieving consistency. So you have an idea, develop a dish, and then you've obviously got to get that dish onto the menu in the restaurant. And you've got a team of people that you need to execute that dish day in, day out. So the science element actually helps that to be consistent, so you can actually really pinpoint various steps of the recipe. In terms of creativity, I wouldn't say that the science does any more than give you a few more tools in the box. If I relate it to the dishes we've done here, the pea sorbet, the idea is pea and mint, classic British combination. Summary, maybe not normally associated with a sorbet or ice cream, but it's also a bit of a harking back to Victorian times where they did serve savoury ice creams and savoury sorbets. But the problem was that peas are quite heavily starched. When you have starch and you churn it, it goes grainy. So you have to try and get the recipe to give a smooth enough pea sorbet mix, but at the same time when you cook it, those bits of skin, if you cook it too high, are going to actually lose their colour and you'll lose that sweetness. Mm. So what the science does, it helps you actually try and achieve what you're looking for taste-wise. So I would always say that, not that I'm an artist, but food is all about fun and emotion, and that's the great thing about it. And this is a fantastic opportunity to actually try and, well, this is with the pouring rain and miserable day, but to actually try and create some of that. Be both creative, a little bit unusual, but also trigger some of the nostalgic memories.
You're saying that you don't consider yourself an artist. If people consider your work art, which a lot of people do, then it's art, you know?
Somebody says that, fantastic, it's a real compliment, but it's not an easy thing to say yourself, because obviously when I started, even say the 10 years before I opened the restaurant, cooking bistro food, so you make stocks and you sort of chop onions and all this sort of thing. And then the emotive approach really developed probably 7-8 years ago and just got stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's something that for me is just, I love it completely. And I suppose if you say that art, if you look at art as being measured by an emotional response to something, then I suppose, yeah, you could say that, but it's actually As a cook, it's probably a bit harder to call yourself an artist. But we had that funny review by Brian Sewell.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, the man you know, most famous for not accepting anything other than Renaissance painting. And it was the whole thing was he came to the fact that, is this art? To start with, who said it was anyway? But the whole thing was just quite ridiculous. And within 2 weeks, I heard the news from Spain that effectively the same thing has happened with Ferran, although he'd, you know, he's the thing of documenters and it's a massive, massive thing. And you know what Ferran did, which is great, he just said, basically, I don't give a flying what's it.
Yeah.
I've been asked to do this, I feel privileged and fantastic. Mm. Up yours, this is what, this is great. It's funny, I think it's, there has to be a consideration that food does not solely have to play a role of sustenance. You know, it has to be, it's emotive, it's exciting, it's fun. Okay, and it fills you up, and we have to eat to live. But can we not go to eat something? At the end of it, it's actually entertainment. It's given us an emotional response. Mm. But somehow, because we put food in our bodies and it has to provide a function, there's an element of that there's no way that can be considered artistic.
With this kind of event, is this something that you like to do more of? Because it seems it's a nice way of getting that creativity of cooking out there and making it less elitist.
It's funny because the amount of people that I meet that go, there must be a combination of my name, impossible to get in a restaurant, very expensive, 25 courses, all this funny food, science, lab, clipboards, etc, etc, etc. So this barrier or mystique builds up and they go, oh, you're actually quite a normal bloke, aren't you? So, yeah, I'm just a big kid and I love what I do. So the fat duck is one thing and it exists in the way it does because we've got so many staff, 55 staff to feed 40 to 45 people. So anything that you can do to make that accessible and anything you can do is someone say, do you know what? I'd never thought I'd wanted to eat that, but actually, I enjoyed that. Mm. That's fantastic. And that really the motivation for the TV series. Yeah, that whole thing was actually the idea that you could have done the same approach, which might have been considered elitist, but you're doing it with bangers and mash and fish and chips and pizza, and you can actually, you can, so people can watch it and say, well, I probably haven't got the inclination or the time or the wherewithal to do all of that, but that's really interesting, and maybe I'll take a bit of that away and do, and even if they don't do that, but go, that makes real sense to me. Because somebody's actually explained it. And the problem is with most recipe writing, you look at lifestyle magazines and they want recipes that are simple. What they actually mean is not simple, it's short. So by keeping it short, we actually forget how to cook. We don't learn how to cook. So our confidence in the kitchen goes down because we're not given the tips and the information to make life easier. As long as programs like Big Brother do so successfully, then the producers are going to think, well, we can't do that because people aren't going to get it.
Yeah,
well, yeah, come on, we're not that stupid.
Guardian Unlimited.